Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas around here, huh? And we're only well into January, but we got a lot of the white stuff on the ground this morning. It's snow all over North Dakota, as a matter of fact. We have light snow here in sunny Southside Fargo. Not so sunny this morning. But and Southside Fargo, we have some snow. It's 8 degrees out, so it's above the zero mark, and that's always good. But the downside of that, it feels like, you know, below 13 below. Out in Tioga, you guys have some light snow also, and it's a bit windy. 7 degrees feels like it's below 14 degrees. So you got winds gusting out there, 30 to 50 miles per hour. Divide County Schools in northwest North Dakota is starting 2 hours late today. So remember that. 10 a.m. start today for Divide County School District. And the Tioga schools out there are starting on time, and here in Fargo, starting on time. So remember that. We have some weather advisories for central, western, and eastern North Dakota. Blizzard warnings for north central North Dakota into northern James River Valley today. So keep that in mind. We're going to have light snow accumulation from overnight. The existing snowpack will combine to create blizzard conditions this morning and this afternoon. So blizzard conditions are likely at Botno, Belcourt, Velva, Rugby, Harvey, Carrington, and Jamestown and surrounding communities. So keep that in mind as you are heading out and about this morning. We also have winter weather advisories for the western part of Minnesota, and that winter weather advisory remains in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. So keep that in mind. Blowing snow expected to begin from 9 to 11 a.m. in Valley City area, southern Red River Valley, and towards noon in adjacent portions of west central Minnesota. You're going to have low visibilities, wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour with half mile visibility in open country. I know driving in today, you know, the visibility was pretty poor, and that's here in Fargo. And we haven't got a lot of snow, but it's coming. It's coming down pretty good outside. I'm not complaining. You know, we're well into January. I can do without the sub-zero temperatures. A little snow, though, that's all right with me. It's cold here, but it's not, business-stopping cold. And we could be doing a lot worse. We could be like Texas. And there, I think they had like 11 earthquakes out there. So I'd rather be dealing with a little snow and a little cold than 11 earthquakes in 24 hours. 11. I can just hear the left wing, the eco-Nazis out there. I can just hear them blaming this all on fracking. As a matter of fact, that's one of the questions I have for you today. What do you think about that? 11 earthquakes in 24 hours out there in Texas. And there's already a bit of scuttlebutt about, you know, the fact that it could be attributed to fracking. I don't think so. I think it's just, It's nuts. And I'm going to read. I mean, the highest earthquake out there, the highest magnitude earthquake was like 3.6. So they're not like huge, you know, earthquakes that are splitting buildings and that sort of thing. But whenever you have that many, and in Texas, wow. I think that a lot of folks are going to be looking for answers, and unfortunately, oil is probably going to be named as the culprit in that scenario. But again, I'd rather be dealing with snow and a little cold than 11 earthquakes in 24 hours. And it kind of left me asking myself, how... You think that some of those might have been aftershocks, or were they all just earthquakes? Think about that. You wake up, you got an earthquake going on, you're headed to work or school, another one hits, and 11 in 24 hours, that's just kind of nuts. But that's one of the things that was on my mind this morning as I'm reading through the news or articles. A couple of other things that are on my mind as – you know, this story keeps developing. The whole Paris incident with these Muslim extremists. I was looking at that video, the cold calculation of these folks. Just wow, it is stunning. And also thought, you know, I'm watching these folks on top of the roof. You know, taking this cell phone video, and I'm thinking, you know, this manhunt would be over so quick if someone up on that roof, instead of pointing a phone at these folks and getting the video of them and posting it online and that sort of thing, if they had a gun. If they had the Second Amendment over there in France, how quickly this thing could have been over with. As a matter of fact, they probably could have saved that officer's life. That officer who was a Muslim. I don't know if you heard that, but the officer that they killed in cold blood, the guy that was on the ground pleading for his life, he was pleading for his life in Arabic, and he was Muslim. And he was asking these guys to spare his life, and they pretty much did not care. And I want to talk about that today with Blanquita and Ellen. What do we do? I mean, what do we do when you have this level of extremism? And there are a ton. There are like 1.9 billion Muslims in the world, and I heard a statistic as high as 10%. As high as 10% of them believe in this global jihad. So, yeah, the vast, vast majority of Muslims are peaceful. But when you have that many that believe in this, they call Osama the reforming sheikh or the revitalizing sheikh or something to that effect, because apparently a lot of these folks believe that Muslims have lost their way. And folks like Osama bin Laden are bringing back that mindset that we have to fight. We have to fight them wherever they are, that sort of thing. We have to kill in the name of Allah, that sort of thing. To me, I mean, it is a troubling thought. And I think we don't do ourselves justice when we don't call this out for what it is, one, and have an active and aggressive campaign against this this sort of thing. I want to know what you think about that. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air and into the conversation. Man, it is – I was just watching that video and seeing these two guys and the fact that they were born and raised basically – In France, yet they hold these ideologies and they hold them so closely that they would actually be moved to go out and do something like this. Cold calculation. Man, it is a scary thing to watch. Oliver County, just north of Bismarck, Mandan, is issuing a no-travel advisory due to the blowing snow and low visibility. Keep that in mind as you are out and about this morning. Divide County schools in northwest North Dakota starting 2 hours late today. So it's at 10 a.m. start time for the schools out there in Divide County. So keep that in mind as you're headed out today. A couple of other stories. One, you're going to hear my sultry voice throughout the, not only here on the Common Sense Club, but on What's On Your Mind also, because Scott Hannon is headed to Frisco, baby, and he's going to be participating, and I'm positive. I have tons of confidence in the herd, tons of confidence. So they're going to be down there. They're going to be bringing a little bison pride to Texas down there. And they're going to, because the Bison, as you know, they're trying for their fourth straight title. So that's pretty awesome. We're going to have Steve Hallstrom here at What's On Your Mind at 9:30 to, you know, give us the preview, give us some predictions and that sort of thing. But that's where Scott Hannon is. And you'll hear my voice through the What's On Your Mind 2 hours. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for Ellen Radner, Blanky the Cullum, coming up right after this break.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Back, welcome back on this. Not as cold as it has been. But definitely got a little more of the white stuff on the ground here in sunny Southside Fargo, where it is 8 degrees, feels like below 13, 13 below anyway. Here in Fargo and out in Tioga, it feels like 14 below. and 7 degrees, and we got a little snow on the ground. I think it's good. When I woke up this morning, I had a little tune in my heart as I was brushing the car off. So I don't think that that's a bad thing. Anyway, this is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. Call-in numbers are, as always, 855-217-76. And I have on the line my two most favoritists. And, yes, that's a Leon Francis word. I'm coining that, favorite. Females in the entire media industry, Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner. How you doing this morning?
I'm freezing. Well, we're good, but we also love you too. So I mean, there you go.
Good deal. Good. I'm glad to hear that reciprocation. I think I heard someone say that they were freezing.
Ellen, I am freezing. Ellen is freezing. Is a warm bird. She does not like cold weather.
So where are you at this morning, Ellen?
I'm at the train station, Union Station, waiting to get on the choo-choo train to New York, which is, everybody asks me where I live, and I always say Amtrak.
Exactly. It's true. That's correct.
And so what's the temperature out there?
I want to say it's about 17. You know, it's saying it's colder than that, but honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, the weather right now is, hold on, why is it doing this to me? It's lying. I think it says 12 degrees, but I think it's a little warmer than that.
Okay. Well, see, 12 degrees here, we would welcome that.
You'd be putting on the suntan lotion.
Oh, absolutely. Even though I don't need suntan lotion, but there you go.
Well, anyway, one always has to moisturize.
Well, I have to do that, and we'll talk about that on another show. I'm thinking about bringing a men's moisturizing lotion to market, and I'm going to have a couple of folks work it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that. I'm not a metro.
Why not? You know who was famous for using that was Paul Newman. Paul Newman believed in it, and he also gave himself ice-cold water facials. So, I mean, come on. If it was good enough for Paul Newman, why shouldn't it be good enough for you?
I agree. I want to talk about a couple of things this morning. So we have this developing Paris thing going on. You got these terrorists, these Muslim terrorists, and that's what I think that they are, Muslim terrorists. But you got some folks out there that are saying you shouldn't call them Muslim terrorists. The most notable is Howard Dean. And he says, you know, they're about as Muslim as I am, you know, as he is a Muslim. But what do you think of that, that mindset? Do you think that these folks should be called, as I believe they are, Muslim terrorists? Or is that moniker unwarranted? And I'll throw that to Ellen first.
Well, I want to say a couple things. One, when Rabbi Kahan and his crazy group of Orthodox Jews shot somebody about 30 years ago, they were called terrorists. So I don't have a problem with that. And secondly, I think Governor Dean represents, and I think he'd be pretty honest about it, a group of people that have been listed as terrorists by the United States Department of State. So you can look at that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that, Ellen. And they are terrorists, and they happen to be fanatical Muslim terrorists. You know, I'd say the same if they were Catholic terrorists or Jewish terrorists or Lutheran terrorists.
I mean, and we've had Catholic terrorists in Ireland.
Nature, and be honest about it.
Right. And I think it's a little disingenuous when we kind of parse words. I mean, when you're yelling Allahu Akbar you know, I am, you know, defending the honor of the prophet and things like that, then it's pretty hard to argue that it's not a Muslim terrorist. And I think the bigger question that we need to ask ourselves is the fact that these two, the two folks that they're looking for now were born and raised in France, but they're holding on to this mindset, and there's something off about that. What are we doing wrong over in the Western part of the world?
We're doing anything wrong. We are a pretty great country, and we allow a lot of leeway for people to have their opinions. We have people that are, you know, that are disenfranchised, that are mentally ill, that are looking for some sort of backlash. I mean, at some point, I think we have to put that baloney aside and deal with terrorists and the nature of what they are instead of trying to pussyfoot around and say, how do we cause this? I'm tired of that.
Right, and I agree. Do you think that newspapers here in America should, you know, print the cartoons as a show of defiance and support?
100%.
I agree with her. 100%.
And also, you should know that I'm on, as I think I said to you yesterday, I'm on the American Board of Reporters Without Borders, which is a Paris-based organization for press freedom.
Okay.
And absolutely. If we don't.
Okay, let me just read you, if I can, for a quick second. Mayor Kahan. He was assassinated on November 5th, 1990. And it says right in his Wikipedia page, he became known in the United States and Israel for violent terrorist acts as well as political and religious views, that including proposing emergency Jewish migration to Israel due to the imminent threat of a second Holocaust.
So there you
have it. Call him a terrorist.
Right,
Kahan
terrorist.
Founded FBI listed terrorist group, the Jewish Defense League.
And you know what? I think the president should be not afraid to say the word terrorist and say that they are fundamental Islamic terrorists. At some point, you know, we're walking this very careful grave, you know, walk to the graveyard trying to be so politically correct when we can't actually call it what it is.
And these folks are still on the loose. That's kind of scary also. And
the terrorism threat has been raised to a high level in the UK. So I think that, you know, there, and don't be surprised if we'll have it raised here. The nature of terrorism is that it doesn't necessarily have to strike in an airplane or a big place. It's the fear and the threat, and I think we have to wake up.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Would you count this as a lone wolf attack, or do
no.
you see it as okay?
We don't know enough to count it as anything yet.
Okay.
But I think that it's the kind of thing that causes a chain reaction, and the threats were out there before the new year began. That there was going to be more terrorism. So should we be surprised? No. Should we be on our guard? Yes. Should we be doing it smarter? Absolutely. And should we be fighting with the people that protect us, like the police and those guys that do covert work? Interesting time to make them the bad guys. I'm telling you, we need to respect those people that protect us.
Very much. Did you hear that the police officer that was laying on the ground that's in that video
is Muslim?
He was Muslim. So this brand of extremism isn't just deadly for Western civilization and Christians and folks of Jewish heritage. It is deadly for Muslims also.
They're assassins. They're brutes. They're murderers.
Right. Right.
They're not out looking for some sort of card identification to a club.
Thank you.
Well,
that music means that we're right up against the break. Look forward to tomorrow's conversation. We'll
do
be
you
right
drive
back.
The safest car you possibly can on the road. I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one too and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer. If you're within the sound of my voice, do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. problems. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. Phone numbers are, as always, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live, on air, into the conversation this morning. And the conversation that we're having this morning, for this segment anyway, I just want to get your reaction to folks like Howard Dean. Not wanting to call these terrorists Muslim terrorists. How do you feel about that? I happen to believe that if you yell Allah Akbar and you say you're killing in the name of the Prophet and that sort of thing, then you kind of are Muslim and you are definitely a terrorist. And in my opinion, that's what drones are for. I mean, my goodness, no one should have to live in fear that you. I'm thinking about a couple of years ago, and I remember my dad was livid about the cross, this artist's depiction of the cross, and it was covered in feces and urine and that sort of thing. I don't remember Christians running in and shooting up the place, and that there is something wrong here. It's almost it's a mental illness. You can't go around creating fatwas and killing people just because they disagree with you or they say something. I have friends that are atheists, and they say some of the, things that just make me want to pull my hair out about the fact that, you know, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that, you know, he died to save my life, to save me, my soul. I believe that. I also believe that this awesome planet that we're on was created by a deity that loved us, that gave us everything that we need in life. And if we just have a little faith, we could pretty much get through anything. They think that is just nuts. But there's no way. That's called free will. There's no way that I would, you know, say, well, you have, you know, impugned my honor and that sort of thing and whip out a gun and start shooting people. So I believe, and I hope I don't, you know, offend the sensibilities of folks out there, but I believe that this type, if you believe what these folks believe, then there's some mental illness there. Because there's no way a sane person would not only take all of these lives, but throw their own lives away in hopes of what? There's got to be something off there. There's got to be something wrong there. And I remember back in, I think it was 2005, when there was a similar incident with a Danish cartoonist, and it sparked off riots for like months and months and months in the Muslim community right over there in France. And they were overturning cars and burning cars and that sort of thing. And you just got to ask yourself, you know, when does it stop? When does it stop? Oh, does it stop when either, you know, I believe that they want the jihadists, ISIS, Muslim extremists. I believe that those folks want us to overreact. I believe they want a war between the West and Islam. I believe that that's what they've been angling for this entire time. What do we do to, one, stop? And I don't believe this is a lone wolf attack. I've heard that. But to stop these types of attacks on innocent folks, and to be fair, I don't agree with this magazine. It's a liberal rag. I mean, it just is. And most of the stuff that comes out of that rag is just, it's nothing that I would ever pick up and read. But the fact that you should be able to express your views without worrying. And this guy was worried. He was under police protection. He lives under police protection, the editor. But you should not be afraid for your life because of some satire. That there's something wrong there. John in Grand Forks, what do you think? Am I making too much of this? Do you think that these are Muslim terrorists and we should call them that? And what do you think that we should do about this problem? And I do see it as a global problem. This is a global threat. This extremist thread of Muslim, of Islamists.
Well, you were talking with the gals, you know, they're saying, you know, call it what it is. Well, I say, okay, I love these people that premise their comments by, well, not all Muslims are radical, or there's moderate Muslims, there's peaceful Muslims. Okay, if there is, then I say to the whole world Muslim community, clean up your act. You know, don't sit by and let the rest of the world deal with these problems. You got a problem in your house, and clean it up. And, you know, if you're so moderate or you're so peaceful, clean up your act with your religion. That's what I say.
This is what we have to think about. I think there is like 1.6 or 1.9 billion Muslims in the world, and I've heard the percentage as high as 10% of them believe in this extremist view of Islam. That is not tiny. And people are correct when they say the majority of Muslims are not this extremist factions, and those percentages I just pointed out would point to that.
Well,
but when you have
you're talking billions.
Yeah, that's a pretty big.
Well, where are they? You know, you hear some people, you know, talk about it, but where are those billions? That 90%, I don't hear from them. Come on.
Yeah.
Get with it, people. You know what I mean? You got a problem. I'd come down hard on the whole Muslim faith when they got a problem like this. So, that's the way I look at it. Call it what it is. That's the way I call it.
Absolutely. And when you're thinking about that number, because there are billions of Muslims, so even at a couple of percent or 10%, that's still millions of Muslims around this country and the globe that believe in this this extreme vision for Islam or version of Islam. That is something that we have to take seriously, or we're going to have some serious problems. Thanks, John, for the phone call morning, 855-200-1776. Extension 2, get you live on air into the conversation. Remember, out in Botno, Newburgh, United Schools and school buses are 2 hours late. Divide County School classes are delayed to 10 a.m. Montessori Minot has a two-hour delay also. So remember that as you're heading out and about, and especially with the kids going off to school, just remember that Divide County Schools in Northwest North Dakota, they're starting 2 hours late today. That's a 10 a.m. start today for the Divide County School District. The Montessori School of Minot has a two-hour delay also. Botno and Newburgh United schools and buses 2 hours late. Brian in Jamestown, what's on your mind this morning?
Mental illness. If we want to talk mental illness, it's not so much the people that are going out committing these terroristic acts, because they've been taught that since they were kids. The people who have a mental illness are the people in our country and other countries who make excuses for them to do these things. Over in Paris, if you listen to the Sean Hannity show, he was talking about no-go zones, and that was areas where basically law enforcement, fire departments were not allowed to go into because of basically Muslim factions that live within that area. So, you know, they provide the environment for these people to kind of just go under the radar, and then when they start popping off guns and stuff, and then all these people are talking, oh, we don't know if it's a terroristic act. Whatever, you know, that's a mental illness right there, Leon.
Oh, absolutely. And if you have an area, and I had heard that also, and I remember back in 2005 when they were having those riots and they were burning cars and that sort of thing. And I remember asking myself and speaking with friends, how did it get to that point? Unless these folks are being kind of coddled and being exactly as you say, you know, there is definitely some mental illness. And I think some of it, unfortunately, comes with the authorities not policing these areas. If you know that there is a high crime area, that you're not going to go in there because you don't want to offend the sensibilities of the populace, then there's something wrong with you. You know, that it's just nuts to think about. And the fact that these folks didn't grow up in a dust bowl in Saudi Arabia or Iraq or, you know, over there in the Middle East. They grew up in France. You know, they didn't have hard lives or anything like that. Yet they still adhere to this just horribly extremist view of Islam. And they feel the need to go out there and kill people. Now, I've been upset at liberals and liberal rags and, you know, newspapers and magazines. Never once did I ever think to, you know, pick up a gun and go over there and rectify the problem. Or like the cross, defamation of the cross from that one loony artist, you know, with the feces and the urine and all of that stuff. I never once said, you know, somebody should, you know, double tap that guy. You know, I never said that. My mind doesn't even work that way. So to have people that would believe this, and there's a pretty big contingent of Muslims that believe this, to have that many people believe this, there is something wrong there. Something else that shows a level of mental illness is people like Howard Dean that say things like, you know, they're not Muslim. They are about as Muslim as I am. No, man. These guys are the real deal. They believe that Osama bin Laden is the reforming sheikh. And I'm sorry, I monopolized a lot of that time. So if you want to hang on, Brian, I'll let you finish up that conversation on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this message.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Oh man, and in the next hour we're going to switch gears a little bit. I just wanted to talk about, you know, what's going on in the world with this whole Islamic terrorism. It's inconceivable that folks could still be in that a mindset enough to do as violent acts as these guys carry out, and what we need to do to, one, protect ourselves and to basically stamp out what I see as this plague of irrational extremist Muslim terrorism. Anyway, this is the Common Sense Club. I am Leon Francis, your host. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air and into the conversation. And this is the last segment of the Common Sense Club, and I'll be back with you for What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell at the top of the next hour. We got some delays and school closings. Barnes County North, no schools. No activities. Carrington, public schools, no school. Crookston, public schools, they're closing at 12:30 today. Dakota Prairie public schools, no activity. Fordville and Lincoln public school are closed. Lakota closed. Minto, no school. Park River public schools, no activities. Parker's Prairie School closed. And Valley and Edinburgh public schools, no school today. Warren, Alvarado, and Oslo schools, no school today also. Stark, Golden Valley, Billings County have all issued a no travel advisory due to the blowing snow and the poor visibility. So, as I said before, if you're out and about today, you know, just be careful. You got some snow on the ground. You got some wind that's whipping it up. So you got some blizzard conditions going on out there. We have a winter weather advisory. And that's from the National Weather Service out in Grand Forks. They're saying that we have a winter weather advisory. It's going to remain in effect until 6 this afternoon. This evening. So, remember, if you're out and about, there's blowing snow expected to begin from 9, and it's already began. So, especially if you're in this area, but until 11 a.m. in the Valley City area in southern Red River Valley, towards noon in adjacent portions of west central Minnesota. Low visibility, wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour with half a mile visibility in open country. So most areas will see up to an inch of snow, but some spots could get more than that. And with the wind whipping it around, you can see how it could quickly become a low visibility drive out there. So just keep that in mind. Blizzard warnings for north central North Dakota into northern James River Valley today. So winter weather advisory for west and south central North Dakota today. Keep that in mind. And if you miss something, I would just go to the National Weather Service. I type in, you know, Tioga or Fargo or wherever you're at and get the updates in real time and that sort of thing. And I'll run through the school closings before I'm off air, and I'll try to do that at the top of every hour just to keep you up to date and informed. But there we go. This is the last segment of the Common Sense Club. As I said earlier, Scott Hannon is headed to Frisco, baby, to give a little bison pride and support our guys down there, support the herd down there in Frisco. I have no doubt at all that they will bring home a fourth championship. So there you go. And I hope Scott is having a great time. And one of these days, I got to get down there. I was thinking about that. Me and the kids were talking about that. Hey, how come we're not going to Frisco? And I'm like, that's a good question. You got to talk to some folks about that, you know? anyway, we're going to have at 9:30, Steve Hallstrom will be in speaking with me and Todd about Frisco and about, you know, he's going to be down there. And I think he's going with Scott also. But he's going to talk about this championship game this weekend as we try for a fourth straight title. So stay tuned for that. We also have some open phone time at the top of the hour and at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. And then we're going to have Rob Port on of Say Anything blog. And we're going to – a couple of things that I found interesting, and I posted them on my social media – but a couple of his blog postings, one, the State of the State address. I want to get his thoughts on that with Jack Dalrymple, the State of the State address. Also, I want to get his thoughts I don't know if you heard, but the North Dakota Supreme Court, do you remember back when Judge Wickham Corwin found the right to an abortion in our state's constitution, and he sought to make it a fundamental right, you know, and basically subject to practically no limitations at all. The North Dakota Supreme Court said, not so fast. I don't think so. And Rob Ford has a blog posting on that. So we're going to talk about that and many, many other topics that are North Dakota exclusives in the next hour, in the next couple of hours on What's On Your Mind. So stay tuned for that. This is the end of the Common Sense Club for the day, but the start of What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.